someone's at the counter. Ugh, bugger it. And I just got off the bloody stool too. You there, traveller? I'll be with you in a jiffy. I just need to climb this bloody... Oh. There we are. Much better. Welcome to the Stumbling Giant Inn. What can I do for you? Hello? Anyone home in that head of yours? And what's with that daft expression on your face? Don't tell me you've never seen my kind before. Ugh, typical milk-drinking newbie adventurers. We're in a land rife with vampires, dragons and liches, and yet here you are, speechless over a bloody dwarf. Oh, it speaks. Well, praise the gods. I thought we'd lost you forever. Now I'll try it again. What can I do for you? You want a room? Aye, I can do that. Just let me book you in. Now listen closely, because I'm only going to say this once. I'm going to ask you a few questions to fill out the inn's register. Once that's done, I'll have the elves take your belongings and send them off to prepare your room, and then we'll talk coin. So first things first, what's your name? Mm-hmm, right. And is that a fake name you like to go by, or Oh, it's your real name. No, it's a good name. Moving on. How long do you want the room for? Ah, right, okay. I'll just put that in. And will you be needing any extra amenities while you're here? You know, such as breakfast or room service. The elves are friendly enough, just don't leave them alone with your coin. No extras? Travelling on a budget, eh? I remember the feeling well. And finally, do you have any special requirements I need to be aware of? You know, any dietary requirements of the vampiric variety? Or any rituals I need to clear a space for? Trust me, I feel just as uncomfortable having to ask this. But if you knew some of the screwballs we get walking, crawling and floating through our doors, you'd understand. Anyway, judging by your expression, I'll write your answer down as a firm no. And there you go, that's you all signed in. The elves will take your belongings to your room, and they'll let you know when it's done. Now onto my favourite part, payment. You'll be happy to know, I won't be taking the full sum up front. Just a small deposit, and I'll get the rest from you the night before you leave. Just so you don't think of doing a runner without paying. Let's see here. Well, judging by the sorry look of your coin purse, and the fact you're obviously a newbie, I'll only charge you 25 silver for your deposit. Sound fair? Thank you. Now don't you go telling anyone what you paid for this room, you hear? The last thing I need is a room full of piss-drunk sword-swingers, thinking I'm swindling them out of money. So, since we're waiting on your room being prepared, how about a drink? Aye, I've got the finest selection to drink from all corners of the realm. I've got ales that will put hairs on a troll's chest, wine that dances an elegant waltz over the tongue, and whiskey that puts a fire in your throat to rival a dragon. So, what's your poison? No, you can't have that one. That's on the top shelf, and I can't reach the top shelf. Pick again. Now that I can do. Cheers, traveller. I've got to admit, I'm surprised you've never seen a dwarf before. We branched out all across the realms after the Stonehaven silver mine shut, Whereabouts did you say you were from again? That's not a place I can say I've heard of. Well, I'd keep that little bit of information to yourself for now, Traveller. A lot of people are on edge as it is, what with the recent power struggle and growing bandit threat in the realm. A newcomer from a distant land might just be the straw that broke the horse's back. The people are scared. War is on the horizon. And when people get scared, they get stupid. Eh? What do you mean, what war? Steady on with that drink, Traveller. It must be getting to your head. I'm talking about the war. The only war that matters and ever has mattered. The war for the Heartlake Throne, between the Kingdom of Man and the Elven Citadels. Both factions trying to claim the Sacred Throne and name themselves the true ruler of the realm. Aye, it's raged for many a century, with both sides losing a lot and gaining little for their troubles. Eventually, at the dawn of the century, a ceasefire was declared, with plans for an official peace treaty promised. But the talks never came. The peace treaty never came. And over time, the peace we see between both factions is soured, until now. Well, now we stand on the cusp of a new war. A deadlier one, with far greater consequences for us all. Anyway, enough talk of that. We're here to drink, and that's what we'll do. What do you say, Traveller? Do you think you can keep up with a dwarf? Ah, well, it seems your room is ready. And just when I was starting to warm up to you, too. Well, you'd better get some shut-eye. From the sounds of it, you've got quite the adventure ahead of you if you want to return to this far-off land you come from. Good night, Traveller. And Traveller, you're all right. For a milk-drinking newbie, of course.